Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Tarkus Trooper here. And I thought I would go ahead and do a questionnaire before I go on to bed. Because I am so tired and I'm probably gonna have to work tomorrow. Well, this is tomorrow. Anyway, yeah, my headset's falling off. Anyway, yeah. So, I wanted to do this, this questionnaire for some time now, and Miss Kitten 02 has posted a questionnaire where you spin the wheel and it gives you a random question. So yeah, let's do this. All right, just bringing up this link right here, click the spin, and what's your first thought upon waking up? Usually on a work day, I'm just like, first thought is just like, I wonder if I can get away with calling in sick today. Or maybe, do I really, really, really need to get up right now? Because I love sleep. Sleep is my mistress, and I am just its very, very admirable, obedient slut. Yes, I am sleep slut. And I decide to, I am sleep's slut. Okay. Okay, another question. I love the little clicky noises it makes. All right. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Oh. It would be warning. Loud screamer. And laughs at random times when she shouldn't need to. Very slutty, very dummy. You better have plenty of lube or something. God, what am I talking about? I'm just running at the mouth because I am tired. But I want to do this because it is fun as heck. Okay. Yeah, so basically my warning label would be just loud screamer, you know. Okay, and we turn it again. I could go all night if I wanted to. What talents do you have? I sing, I play the piano, and I write stories and I write scripts. Yeah, that's basically it, I guess. I can imitate a newborn baby crying, but I don't think my voice is up to snuff for that because, yeah, reasons. Cue the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, Reasons. Because I don't really feel like singing Philip Bailey High right now. Okay, so, all right, we're going to turn again. What's your most used phrase? God, I got one. There has been this phrase I usually say. It's kind of like, and okay. And okay, so I just say, okay. Yeah. I say that every single day. Okay. And it doesn't even help that I work at a coffee shop because mocha, I usually say mocha. Okay. Yeah. And we turn it again. What's been the best decision you've made in your life so far? Well, Basically, here I go with the Alaska Thunderfuck impression. Okay, so basically, no, I don't even do that. Okay, what's the best decision I've ever made in my life so far? Finding GWA, I think, because if I wouldn't have found y'all, I would be brewing with ideas that would never come into play at all. And yeah, and GWA has made me realize that I am a huge attention whore. Well, not so much of a huge attention whore, but you know, that kind of thing. I got so many good decisions I've made in my life. I got a Yamaha keyboard. That's the best decision. Yeah. Yamaha keyboard and GWA. Yay. Okay. Alright, turn it again. Again. Okay. What is your favorite holiday? Good question. Oh, have to say yeah, Halloween. Because I love dressing up. Let me turn again. I'm sorry I sound so monotone. But, you know. Alright, what's been the best... Oh, I've already seen that question. Let's see. What's the last thing you took a picture of? My cat. My pussy. Return it again. Bum 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 bum. And here we go. If you were prime minister or ruler of the world, what laws would you make? That's a good question. I haven't had much thought to think about that, so I'm going to do another question. And besides, my laws would be just like whatever, yeah. Which song do you hate the most? You're stupid hoe. I hate that song so damn much. And I got so many songs I could rant about I hate. Let's see. My Humps. I'm not really that big of a fan of that song, and I'm planning on doing another rant, doing a rant of that song one day, soon, but it just hasn't gotten to play yet, so I am still charting it out. Alright, but yeah, Stupid Ho, My Humps, let's see. Honky Tonk Badonka Donk. I hate that song. Anything that's new country music, it doesn't even compare to the old country music that I like. Well, I'm not even that much of a country music listener person. Or even that much of a new rap person. Everything I like is old school. Old school hip hop, old school country, old school everything. Classic rock, classic this, classic that. You know. Yeah. So, yeah. And we're going to turn again. Okay. You did the maid Jenny who offered you 3 wishes. What would you wish for? More wishes do not count. Okay. I wasn't even going to wish for more wishes because that would make no sense whatsoever. I would wish for more sex toys. A grand piano that I could put in my room. Because I would love to own an actual piano. That would be amazing. And three, some really good Mexican food. 'Cause I really dig Mexican food. Love it. All the spice, all the cheese, all the beef. Man, I'm making myself hungry. I need to go to the next question. Oh my God, I'm thinking of Mexican food in the middle of the night. What? Okay, so, all right. If you had a year off, what would you want to do? Oh, I would want to just spend some time at home, spend some time traveling. Why am I talking like this? I have no idea. But no, I would spend some time at home. I would spend my time traveling to various places if I had the money for it. I would make writing a hobby more than it already is now, because I would love, love, love to have the willpower to write stories and scripts every day without hitting a writer's block. That would be so nice. And also, I would just love to try each and every restaurant I can just ever find. With a little help of Yelp. Yep. Wait, that rhymed. Okay. Next question. To be or not to believe. That is the question. If you had to describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be? Oh, this is so simple. Pepsi Max flavored. And at times, Mellow Yellow flavored too. It doesn't really matter. With a tiny dash of cinnamon, but I'm not like Pepsi Fire. Pepsi Fire is okay. Yeah, so I'm a brand of soda. Yeah. And next question. It's probably gonna be my last one. Okay. If you could learn any language fluently, what would it be? Spanish. Spanish would be amazing. I know a little bit of Spanish, but I would have to work on my pronunciation a lot more and learn more words, because yeah, I'm fair at speaking. I'm fair at talking dirty in Spanish, but it's very, very limited. The only Spanish words I know is cógeme más duro, means fuck me harder. Por favor means please. Ay, papi, I don't know. I don't know. Cógeme más duro, papi. Oh God. Yeah, I would love to be fluent speaking Spanish, not for dirty talking reasons, mind you, but I would love, love, love to be able to speak Spanish. And a little bit of German too. Only kind of German I even know is not, that's not, oh my God, I need to go to bed. No, German would be like, oh God, what was it? Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neunzehn. I don't know. I don't even know right now. I need to go to bed. But I have one more question. This is so addicting. Yeah. Okay. What would be your dream sandwich? Okay. Let's get it. Let's shut it down right now. Okay, my dream sandwich would be a marinara meatball sandwich with lots and lots and lots of melted cheese and lots of marinara sauce. It's so good. I would love some meatball marinara sandwiches. I love them so much. So much. So much. I think I'm I think I got a little spittle right down my chin just thinking about it. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess that does it. Yeah, so thank you, Miss Kitten 02, for this random questionnaire wheel. And I will speak to you all later, and hopefully I sound more bubbly and more caffeinated than I already am. Yeah, so see y'all later. Tarky Troopers signing out. Ha!